Last night at the Audubon County Fair, the Fair Queen contest saw three young ladies selected as the royalty, and Abby Brooke was the first runner-up. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Mike and Becky Brooke, and then I have a sister named Diana and her husband Brett, and then I have a brother named Dustin and his fiance Haley Antover.
Excellent.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the experience. Was it a good one?
It was a great experience. I had a lot of fun with these girls, yes.
Why was it a good experience?
All the girls are just so nice, and they're so much fun to talk to, so I just had a great time.
Okay, talk about the judging experience. Judging isn't done during the Fair Queen competition. It's done the week before in private interviews with a couple of judges. How did that go?
It went really well. The judges were really easy to talk to this year, so it wasn't scary. They asked really nice questions and gave the answers to the fullest.
Okay. It wasn't like you're on the witness stand.
Right, no. Right.
Talk about your involvement at Fair.
I do static projects. I'm a member of the Lucky Lincolns. My mom is the leader, and Sarah Asmus is also the leader. I had two photographs this year that got blue ribbons, and then I also had two woodworking projects that got considered for State Fair. One is a shelf and one is a flower pot.
Do you have a favorite project that you worked on?
Definitely the planter, because it's really big and really tall and I love how it worked out.
Where did you get the idea for that?
We wanted to make a planter out of a ladder, but we just simplified it this year, so we just made everything out of plywood.
Okay, very good. You said we.
My dad helped me a little bit.
Okay, got to get a little technical expertise there, too.
Yes.
Very good. Your family very supportive of your efforts with Fair?
Oh, yeah. They've always been helpful, and they really push me to do everything that I can do.
Is that kind of a family thing, being involved at Fair?
Oh, yeah. My sister started it, and she was a 9-year member. My brother was a 4-year member of the Lucky Lincolns, and I'm a 9-year member of the Lucky Lincolns also.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Talk a little bit about the experience with these girls, the other girls. There were 8 girls in total involved in the competition. You knew most of them already, right?
Yes, okay. I did.
Did you learn some things that you didn't learn? Did you become maybe better friends?
I know a lot about these girls already, but I think just sitting down and having a nice meal with all of them was really great, and we should all do that more often.
We get a lot accomplished over food, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do.
Talk about your future. What's up for you this fall?
I'm going to Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville, Missouri, and I'm majoring in human services.
Okay, why Northwest?
It's a good school. My sister went there, so I really fell in love with it when I went down and visit her, but I just loved it, and it's not too far away, but it's a good 2 hours away.
Okay, is that a course of study you've thought about for a long time?
Oh, yeah. I love people, and I just hope to go out there and help a lot of people when I get done.
What do you want to do with that?
I'm thinking DHS Social Services, so that's what I kind of want to do. I want to work with kids.
When it's all said and done and you're looking to get your professional career started, where do you think you'll light? Do you like rural Iowa, or are you looking at something else?
I really like it here. I think it's a great place. I love Audubon. It's a great community. So I'm thinking I'll probably end up around here, yes.
Okay, very good. Give the young kids some advice about Fair. What should they know? Why should they get involved?
They should get involved because it's a great time. Fair is a great time. I love it. Fair is my favorite time of the year. So just don't be afraid to go out there and get involved.
All right. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
That's Abby Brooke. Enjoy the fair.
You too. Thank you.
Well, next we're talking with Macy DeBauer, who was the second runner-up in the competition. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your family a little bit. Introduce us.
I am the daughter of Jeff and Fonda DeBauer, and I have one older brother, Joseph DeBauer.
Okay. Talk about your 4-H FFA experience. Are you involved in both?
I'm involved in FFA still, and I was involved in 4-H up until last year. I've showed horses and rabbits and static exhibits, and through FFA I've done horse judging, a bunch of different career development events, and just been really active in FFA.
Isn't it difficult to be involved in so many different types of animals?
When you're doing it, you don't really notice how much you've done until you look back, like when you're doing your scholarships, and you realize how much you've done, and you're like, oh my goodness. But at the time, it's really not too difficult.
Yeah, you didn't do it all at the same time. Or did you?
I did.
You did?
I did everything at the same time, yes.
Wow, that is busy time. Talk about your static projects. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite was a poem I wrote when I was in like 7th grade. It was about riding horses, actually. And I remember it was a concrete poem, so it spelled out the word ride.
Okay, is that something you enjoy? Do you enjoy prose, little poetry now and again?
You could say so, yes. I don't necessarily make time for it, but if I was to sit down and write something, then yes, I do enjoy writing.
If the mood strikes.
Yes.
Because it's all about whether or not you're feeling it at the time.
Yes.
All right. Talk about your future. What's up for you next?
In the fall, I'll be attending DMAC in Carroll for nursing, and I plan to specialize in geriatrics.
Okay. Why nursing? What drew you there?
I've been a CNA since I was 16, and I've worked mainly with Alzheimer's dementia patients, and also my grandfather suffered from Parkinson's disease, mm-hmm. so that's something that has kind of sparked my interest, and that's where I've been, and that's where I want to specialize, really.
Absolutely. I have some relatives who've gone through dementia-type illnesses. It's not easy. It's very difficult. It's very difficult for everybody involved, family, those who are caregivers as well. That's a real difficult field to get into, but you've got experience. You're ready for that.
Yeah. I like that I'm able to sympathize and empathize with the families that are going through it, just because I've gone through it myself, and I think that's kind of a sense of comfort to them, for me to truly understand what they are going through.
Oh, that's awesome. The world needs more people to think that way. Very good. Good for you. Talk about your future then, down the road. Do you see yourself maybe around here again, or are you thinking you might be someplace else? Do you have any long-term plans?
Kind of, but not really. Until I'm fully through school, I'm going to be in Iowa. I want to finish all my schooling in Iowa, even if I do go on and get my MSN. But I might move to Kansas to be closer to other family. I don't know. I have family all over the country, so don't really know where I'm going to settle my roots.
Lots of options.
Yes.
Very good. Well, congratulations again on representing Audubon County so well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Macy DeBauer. Well, next we're visiting with Rachel Mozinski, who was named the Audubon County Fair Queen for 2018. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pretty excited?
Yes.
What was your reaction when you were sitting there waiting for the announcement?
At first I didn't believe it, but then people looked at me and I was like, oh yeah, that's my name. And then I stood up, and then what followed.
It's one of those things where you're going to be happy no matter what happens. You're happy if you are named, you're happy for the other girls if they're named.
Yes, of course. Just the experience by itself is just amazing.
Talk about your family.
So my dad is Don Mozinski, and he is full-time for the National Guard. And my mom is Jennifer Mozinski, and she is a preschool teacher.
Okay, very good. Talk about brothers, sisters, anything?
Yeah, Luke Mozinski, he's mm-hmm. my younger brother, and he is an FFA officer. He escorted mm-hmm. me in tonight, and he will be a junior in high school next year. And my older sister, Sarah Mozinski, she is going to be a senior at Simpson College in the fall.
Okay, very good. Talk about fair. What do you do at the fair?
At fair, I show cattle and pigs, mm-hmm. and so I will be bringing one steer and three pigs, and I'm showing my steer as a market steer, and then my pigs will also be going to market.
Okay. One steer. Have a name?
Mo, because when he was born, his hair was curly, and our last name is Mozinski, so Mo fit perfectly.
Okay, makes sense.
Yes.
But the pigs, have you had them for a long time?
No, we got them a couple months before fair, and we raised them by ourselves mm-hmm. after we bought them from my uncle. And then, we just grew them up until they were big enough in fair time, and then we walk them occasionally and get them used to us so they aren't scared in the ring, of course. And then, yeah.
Are they winners?
I guess we will find out.
We will very soon, won't we? Where will you be this fall?
This fall, I will be attending Simpson College in Indianola, majoring in clinical health science with a Spanish minor.
Okay. Why did you choose Simpson?
I chose Simpson because when I showed up on campus for the first time, it just felt like home. And my parents met there, and Sarah's currently going there. So at first, I didn't want to go there because of my family, but it just was a perfect fit for me.
Awesome. Talk about that course of study. What do you want to do with that?
So with clinical health science, I will then go into certification to become a sonographer and perform ultrasounds on hearts, shoulders, soon-to-be moms, things like that.
Okay. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
This past year, that's what I've wanted to do, but I'm also looking into elementary education, mm-hmm. so who knows what will happen.
So your mom had a bit of an influence on you there.
Yes, she did.
Okay, very good. Talk about getting to know these girls a little bit better. What was the experience like for you?
So we all showed up to dinner, and all of us were nervous. We were talking like, oh, you look good, are you nervous? And just knowing that I competed with such good ladies that mm-hmm. they have good character and they do amazing things. Like two of our contestants are going to Haiti. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that they're doing such big things, not just for the community and county, but for the world, like that's insane. And being able to compete with them, that's mm-hmm. just unimaginable.
Yeah, now you get to compete with 101 yeah. others now here at the State Fair. So that's going to be a little overwhelming at times. Are you looking forward to the experience?
I am looking forward to it a lot. I can't wait to meet a bunch of different personalities and see what different things we learn and get to do. So it'd be nice.
I'm sure you haven't talked much to Sarah Wee, last year's representative at the State Fair, to kind of pick her brain a little bit, see what's going on. You're going to be talking to her pretty soon, though.
Yes, definitely. I got to talk to her about it. About a bunch of different stuff at dinner during our interviews. But other than that, I haven't asked her anything yet, but we'll see.
All right. Well, there's still plenty of fair to go. Give folks a sales pitch. Why should they come out and enjoy the Audubon County Fair?
There's such a variety of things to do and see how hard people work. So I think that people should come out to the fair and see all different kinds of things.
Excellent. Rachel, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy the fair. That's Rachel Mazinski. She's the 2018 Audubon County Fair Queen.